You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. First you make a person hazy. So a person could be had. Then you leave a person dangling sadly outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I can understand a person if it's not a person's bag to do. I can understand a person if a person was a bag to do. But worse than that, a person that titillates a person and it leaves her flat is crazy. He's a troubled person. He's a truly crazy person himself.
It's Larry Rosser.
When a person's personality is personable, he should not have sit like a lump. It's harder than a matador coercible to try to get you off of your rump. So single and attentive and attractive a man is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a man who likes to pull the hooks out of fish. Knock, knock, is anybody there? Knock, knock, it really isn't fair. Knock, knock, I'm working on my job. Zombies in my arms. Oh, that sweet affection. What is wrong? Where's the loose connection? How long, oh Lord, how long? Bobby, baby, Bobby, booby, Bobby. You could drive a person buggy. You could blow a person's cool. Like you make a person feel all huggy. Why you make her feel a fool? When a person says that you upset her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should. I can understand a person if he wasn't good and dead. Doo-doo. I can understand a person if he actually was dead. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Exclusive you, elusive you. Will any person ever get the juice off you? You're crazy. You're a lovely person. You're a moving, deeply maladjusted, never to be trusted.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago.
It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Elder Young.
Hello,
did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
You can read all about it now.
Hello,
in this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello,
hello, my name is Elder Smith, and can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello,
hello,
hello.
I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Ni hao.
Me llamo Elder White.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
With Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong.
And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You sure? Oh, well.
That's fine.
Goodbye.
Have fun in hell.
Hey now.
You simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change your life.
Change your life.
This book will change your life. Book will change your life.
Hello, would you like to change religions? I have a free book written by Jesus.
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is
Elder Cunningham.
Like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello,
hello,
John.
Hi-ho.
Just take this book.
It's free
for you
and me.
See, you simply won't believe how much this book will change. This book will change this book.
Will change your life.
Hello. So you won't burn in
hell.
You're gonna die someday.
Hello.
But if you read this book, you'll
hello.
See that there's another way.
Hello.
Spend eternity
hello.
With friends and family.
Hello.
We can fool
Kicking things off with a hello. That's music from the Book of Mormon, and this is Center Stage on WGLT. We officially kicked off the show with You Could Drive a Person Crazy from Company. I'm Ariel, and on the way, some music from Godspell, as well as Les Mis, and also the Bare Necessities. But first, it's the Wizard and I from Wicked. This is Center Stage.
Oh, Miss Elphaba, many years I have waited for a gift like yours to appear. Why, I predict the wizard could make you his magic grand vizier. My dear, I'll write at once to the wizard. Tell him of you in advance. With a talent like yours, dear, there is a definite chance if you work as you should, you'll be making good.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood this weird quirk I've tried to suppress or hide is a talent that could help me meet the wizard if I make good. So I'll make good. When I meet the wizard, once I prove my worth, and then I meet the wizard, what I've waited for since birth. And with all his wizard wisdom, by my looks he won't be blinded. Do you think the wizard is dumb, or like Munchkin, so small-minded? No, he'll say to me, I see who you truly are, a girl on whom I can rely. And that's how we'll wizard and I. Once I'm with the wizard, my whole life will change. 'Cause once you're with the wizard, no one thinks you're strange. No father is not proud of you, no sister acts ashamed, and all of us have to love the wizard you're acclaimed. And this gift or this curse I have inside, maybe at last I'll know why. When we are hand in hand, the wizard and I, one day he'll say to me, Elphaba, girl who is so superior, shouldn't the girl who's so good inside have a matching exterior? And since folks here to an absurd degree seem fixated on your verdigris, would it be all right by you if I degreen, if I you? Of course that's not important to me. All right, why not? I'll reply, oh, what a pair will be. Future is unlimited, and I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy, and true, the vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration throughout Oz that's all to do.
Life.
When people see me, they will scream. We're half of Oz's favorite team. The Wizard and
what's your hurry? You gave me such a fright. I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we had the plague? From the way that people keep affording, no, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. Ugh, but there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but trusting. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat, finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbors' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I call enterprise, popping pussies into pies. Wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, the pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lad and nothing more is than just revolting. All greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the worst pies in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
That's the worst pies in London from Sweeney Todd. This is Center Stage on GLT, and the producers are coming up, as well as some music from Funny Face. And speaking of coming up tomorrow morning, it's 1A. It comes your way at 9 a.m. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. These rock stars of the right first found success as conservative talk radio hosts. They hit the airwaves with an anti-liberal agenda that wasn't just political, it was also profitable too. A new book traces the rise of these radio icons from the late 1980s to Donald Trump's presidency. Author Brian Rosenwald on the radio roots that shaped today's Republican Party. Next time on 1A, tomorrow morning at 9, right here on WGLT. It's Getting to Know You Now, music from The King and I, and this is Center Stage on WGLT.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher, I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy. Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hold you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new.
The debates have begun, finding it hard to keep track of the candidates, the campaigns, the issues, the drama. Morning Edition can help, with a sharp focus on the race towards 2020. And if all the politics has you feeling dizzy, don't worry. You still get a steady dose of science, technology, the arts, and human interest stories from around the world. Find your perfect balance with Morning Edition from NPR News.
There's also local news. I'm Morning Edition host John Norton. Listen 4 to 9 a.m. weekdays on GLT.
We travel single, oh. Maybe we're lucky, but I don't know. With them, just let one kid fall down and seven mothers faint. I guess we're both happy, but maybe we ain't. People people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children. Children, lovers are very special people. First, be a person who needs people. People who need people. And the luckiest people in the But first be a person who needs people.
That legend right there actually went viral last week because at a concert in Chicago, she actually brought out Ariana Grande to do a duet with her. That was Barbara Streisand as the funny girl with People. This is Center Stage on GLT. I'm Ariel, and on the way, some music from the Man of La Mancha, as well as Piddle, Twiddle, and Resolve from 1776. Start your day with NPR's Morning Edition on WGLT. It begins at 4 a.m. tomorrow. Democrats are in Iowa trying to win over voters at the state fair. Can Kamala Harris and other presidential hopefuls attract enough to catch frontrunner Joe Biden? Plus, WGLT's Eric Stock reports on the 97th year of the Passion Play in Bloomington Normal. Listen for all of that in WGLT's new daily podcast, The Leadoff. This is all tomorrow morning from 4 until 9 a.m. during Morning Edition on WGLT. From a funny girl to a funny face, this is Funderful, and you are listening to Center Stage on GLT.
wonderful.
It's wonderful.
It's marvelous.
It's marvelous.
That you should care for me. It's awful nice.
It's awful nice.
It's paradise.
Paradise.
It's what I love to see.
Support for GLT comes from Illinois State University. Illinois State's home of Normal regularly ranks as one of the top college towns in America and also ranks as a top five destination among smaller communities in the U.S. for recent college graduates. More at illinoisstate.edu/pointsofpride. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're going on tour. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Look, it's springtime.
Winter. Germans, go into your den.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
To change our history, I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. I'll myself raise your beer. Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi stand and cheer.
Hooray! Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi.
I'll myself.
Every Hotsy Totsy Nazi.
I'll myself.
Every Hotsy Totsy.
Stand and cheer.
The Fuhrer is causing a furor. He's got those Russians on the run. You gotta love that wacky hunt. The Fuhrer is causing a furor.
paper hanger. No one more obscurer. Got a phone call from the Reichstag, told me I was Führer. Germany was blue. What to do? Hitched up my pants and conquered France. Now Deutschland's smiling through. But it wasn't always so easy. It was 1932. Hindenburg was working the big room, and I was playing the lounge. And then I got my big break. Somebody burned down the Reichstag. And would you believe it? They made me chancellor. Chancellor! It ain't no mystery if it's politics or history. The thing you gotta know is everything is showbiz. Heil myself. Watch my show. I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know? Crossing borders, the new world order is here. Make a great big smile, everyone sing heil to me. Wonderful me.
River's just a river. Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are barren everywhere, the streets are full of strangers. I love him, but every day I'm learning. All my life, I've only been pretending. Without me, his world will go on turning. A world that's full of happiness that I have never known. I love him. I love him. I love him. But only on my own.
Oh, that's definitely a solo option for anybody usually trying out or auditioning for a musical. That was On My Own from Les Mis, and you are listening to Center Stage on GLT. I'm Ariel, and State Fair 1945. Music from that show is coming up. Also, music from West Side Story. Be sure to listen to NPR's 1A weekdays from beginning at 9 a.m. on WGLT. You'll hear conversations about technology, politics, the arts, and the week's news. Plus, there's always time for you to submit your question using the 1A app, Twitter, or Facebook, or even voicemail. You can join host Joshua Johnson from 9 until 11 a.m. for 1A weekdays. That means it begins tomorrow on GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Here's the promised bare necessities. I feel like this is going to really get you through the week. You need to know them. It's music from the Jungle Book, and this is Center Stage.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. The man, this is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, little wretches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean a bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
You are listening to the best of Broadway, the silver screen, and everything in between. You are listening to Center Stage on WGLT Normal. This is Bloomington Normal's public media.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny and my teeth aren't teeth but pearl, I just flap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future, I hope, will be in the home of a brave and a free male who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me. When men say I'm sweet as candy, as a round in a dance we whirl, it goes to my head like brandy. I enjoy being a girl. When someone with eyes that smolder says he loves every silken curl that falls on my ivory shoulder, I enjoy being a girl. When I hear a complimentary whistle that greets my bikini by the sea, I turn and I glower and I bristle, but I'm happy to know the whistle's meant for me. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future, I hope, will be in the home of a brave and a free male who
we
I can hear them calling hogs in the clear Iowa air. I can sniff the fragrant whiff of an Iowa rose.
You've got Iowa in your heart.
I've got Iowa in my hair. I've got Iowa in my ears and eyes and nose. Oh, I know all I owe. I owe Iowa. I owe Iowa all I owe, and I know why. I am Iowa born and bred, and on Iowa corn I'm fed, not to mention her barley, wheat, and rye.
I owe Iowa for her ham, and her beef, and her lamb, and her strawberry jam, and her pie.
I owe Iowa more than I can ever pay, so I think I'll move to California.
What a shame!
What a shame!
What a shame!
What a shame!
You'll be good and gosh darn sorry when you go.
I don't I know.
When you leave your native state, you'll be feeling far from great. You'll be good and gosh darn sorry when you go.
I'm a seed of Iowa grain.
You're a breeze that Iowa blew.
I'm a drop of Iowa rain.
You're a drip of Iowa dew. Oh, I know all I owe. I owe Iowa. I owe Iowa all I owe, and I know why. I am Iowa born and bred, and on Iowa corn I'm fed, not to mention her barley, wheat, and rye. I owe Iowa for her ham, and her beef, and her lamb,
and her strawberry jam,
and her pie.
I owe Iowa more than anyone should owe, so I think I'll start in Owen, Idaho.
All together. What a shame.
What a shame.
What a shame.
What a shame.
You'll be crying like a baby when you go.
Don't I know? When I leave my native heath, with my lip between my teeth, I'll be bawling like a booby when I go.
You're a seed of Iowa grain. You're a breeze that Iowa blew.
I'm a drop of Iowa rain.
You're a drip of Iowa dew.
I'm a seed of Iowa grain.
You're a breeze that Iowa blew.
I'm a drop of Iowa rain. You're a drip of Iowa dew. Yeah.
'Tis the season for state fairs, which it means it's very timely that I'm playing some music from State Fair 1945. This is Center Stage on WGLT. I'm Ariel, and on the way, get ready for the voice of Bernadette Peters, as well as Louis Armstrong and Miss Mary Martin. And you got to stick with me tonight, because you got to figure out what shows those voices are going to be in. Now, though, here's some music from Into the Woods, and you are listening to Center Stage.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair, blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Agony far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, all the torture they teach, what's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome, and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Why no?
You must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her agony is every wall, though it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.